Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Cleese, Wellness and Fitness Director at United Presbyterian Home, about National Yoga Month. For those who might not be aware of yoga, what is this type of exercise?
Yoga is a type of exercise that is gentler and more body-honoring. And the main benefits are to get a person more in tune with themselves, to relax, I think, is one of the best things that they can do. And one of the number one tools that we use for that is to breathe. Generally, as a people, we don't breathe as deeply as we should be these days. We're more shallow, we're tense. And with our yoga, we try to get everyone to be more aware of their breath, starting with just a very natural breath. I often tell my students to think about breathing like a baby when they're asleep and find that rise and fall of their abdomen and then kind of get into the flow with that. Then we go into a much deeper breath where they're completely filling their lungs and then completely emptying their lungs. And that's how we start every class and that's how we end every class, just really getting in touch with our breath and then letting go of that tension.
And what would you say are the benefits of yoga?
There are so many. Number one is that we become more aware of where we're at in that moment and what our body is feeling. It's a way to get in touch with where we're maybe holding some tension, what feels good, what doesn't feel good. And then we're able to kind of work through that and let go some of that tension that we might be holding. It helps reduce blood pressure. So as they're doing that deep breathing, as they're letting go of tension, they're letting go of that blood pressure and getting it back to a more relaxed state. As they do that, then we warm the body up and we do get the blood flowing and we do some large muscle movements and we move at the joints and we do it standing, seated, laying down. So we're able to go through lots of different range of motion and get our body moving, which is really beneficial to strengthen the muscles and find where those muscle movements are going. And generally, people are much more flexible by the time they leave class because they've let go of that tension and they've got that blood flow going. So the muscles are able to move better and lengthen back out.
And so tell me a bit about the classes that you instruct or that you have at the UP home and who those are geared towards.
Well, we've tried to keep all of our classes inclusive of fitness level and ability level. So I have a wide variety of fitness levels, abilities that come to the class. Some of them may have had back issues. Some people may have had shoulder replacement. Some may have had knee or hip replacement. So it's not very often in our yoga practice that we get on hands and knees, which you might typically think of with yoga, where they're doing down dog or cat cow. We modify those and we will do some of those in a standing position. Some people will stay seated in class. I've had one person who comes in on a scooter and she enjoyed the deep breathing and the quiet tones that we had in the class that she was able to do most of the exercises modified from her scooter. I have a couple people that stay in the chair the entire time. And then, of course, I have some that will stand, sit, and lay down on the ground. And we just have to be careful to maybe show them some techniques they can use to get down to the ground safely if they've had the knee replacement or a shoulder injury. But we really want anybody to come that can.
And besides physical health, how do you think yoga improves one's mental health? Why do you think people enjoy yoga over other types of exercise?
I think the freedom of movement that they gain after they come to the yoga class, it puts them in a better mental state. It can be very frustrating when you can't get your body to move the way you want it to throughout the day. And with that increased flexibility, that increased strength, that release of tension, I feel like they're in a better frame of mind to move through their day and do the things that they want to do, whether it is, you know, doing their hair. Maybe their shoulders and their neck were tight before. So now they can do their hair and go out and socialize and be confident in the way they look. or it's doing their laundry or being able to go get groceries for themselves, keep maintaining their independence and their freedom of movement, I think allows you to have that sense of self-worth and that you can go through your day and still maintain those activities that you enjoy and socialize. And if you're not tense and you're a little more relaxed, I think you just enjoy life better.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Amy Cleese, Wellness and Fitness Director at United Presbyterian Home, about National Yoga Month. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.